How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the next episode of TC Talks. Here we are again on a Sunday evening, and we have the A-team today. We have the two Stews holding up the top line, as always, and Cal's joining us again. Guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, good, thank you. Good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. So this week, we thought we'd go with a thematic kind of subject in the feature later on in the podcast, and this week we will be talking about games that you can play in isolation. So guys, if you're listening out there and you're watching this live, get your thinking caps on and let us know what you think. But to start with, let's get the welcome section out of the way. Guys, what have you been playing this week?
Two Point Hospital.
Very nice.
I bet you didn't expect that one, did you?
Well, I did, because I spoke to you yesterday, but, you know, the listeners out there might not.
Basically, I am really turned into that right now. But it's actually a really good, like, and it may be a suggested game later on in the future, but it's a really good game. It's so addictive. It just kind of gets carried away. I was playing this morning, as Callum saw. I had a speedo for about 4 hours. I was on it for 4 hours, didn't realize. It's such a good game, and it reminds me of playing Theme Hospital. Obviously, that's where it's kind of based off, but I felt like I was still playing that, and I was like, wow, this is so good. So good. Wow. Oh, I'm going thingy again.
I know. That's just fantastic. So, everyone, just to bring you in, obviously, Stu has got, like, for some bizarre reason, I don't know whether it's Stu or whether it's something else, but we are... if you're watching this live, obviously it won't matter if you're listening to this on one of the podcasting apps, because you won't be able to hear his webcam changing size. However, if you are watching this on Twitch live, I apologize. If you're also watching it on YouTube when we upload that, just bear with it. I mean, obviously we can't all have great internet like me and Cal, and I mean, who moves into a new property and doesn't check what internet you can get these days?
I assumed my parents in the same exchange, they got fiber, but I was like, I'll get it. No.
Well, you got dial-up, right? Yeah.
It pretty much, it feels like dial-up.
you literally just need to run off of your phone.
What have I got at the moment?
Don't do a speed test now. Don't do a speed test now whilst you, make sure you disconnect from the Wi-Fi.
I'll do it later. I do have 4G in this room, so it probably would be better, actually, a lot better. So I'll do that next time.
See how that goes. So yeah, Cal, what have you been playing?
I've completed Man of Medan.
Very nice, very nice. It's really good.
Yeah, quite jumpy as well.
Did you download it from the TC Steam account?
I may have.
Good lad.
Yeah, I did. And I've also been playing a game called Session, which is a skateboarding game, early access skateboarding game.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I want to pick it up. That's going to be next on my list, I think.
There's not much to do in it in terms of, like, there's no, like, you know, missions or objectives to do. It's just literally just learn to skate. I think there's like 3 maps that you get with the base game, but you can download mods for it as well.
Excellent.
And I managed to download the map in Tony Hawk's 2, which is so cool.
To be fair, I've only played Tony Hawk's 1 and Tony Hawk's 2, but they're just so awesome.
It's like, just classic.
They are good. That's why I discovered a lot of my music on the first Tony Hawk's, because if you put it in the CD player, I actually played music from all the from the thing, which is just... good old Goldfinger.
That was just like the best soundtracks.
It is the best. Yeah, Goldfinger, Bad Religion, No Effects, Pennywise.
I wonder if it's on Spotify. Got to be in it,
surely. I'm sure it has to be.
Bound to be, yeah.
There's probably a lot of subscribe to it.
Continue with Facebook. But I love it when you get the right decision, don't you? Now I never know how you can listen to it online.
Justin, there is a browser. It's like What's it called? Like open.
Anyway. So man of
Medan
Cal. Talk to me. How good is that game?
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought for some reason, because it's like they're releasing like five games, aren't they, or five mini stories or something like that. Yeah. I thought it was like this story was episode one, so there'd be another episode of this story, but no, it was just all this story in the first game, I guess. But yeah, it's really good, quite scary, and yeah, the acting was really good and the choices you can make was really interesting, so I kind of want to play it again with you different things. Yeah.
It was the one that I played on the charity stream.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. That's why I recognise it. Yes.
I can confirm really? There is a Tony Hawk's Underground 2 playlist on Spotify.
Ah,
no way. That's quality. Yeah. There's the cool thing with Man of Medan is you can invite a friend to play it. A friend's pass or something.
Yeah, you don't actually have to own the game, do you?
Exactly. Yeah. That'd be really cool playing.
We should have a go there.
Yeah. Oh, look at that mug. Oh my god.
Oh, look there.
I want one of those.
No product
placement.
Do they
do them in pint glasses?
I can probably get you one done in a pint glass.
So, because I only drink in pint glasses.
Yeah, vodka in a pint glass. For those of people in the podcast world that have no visual clues, I was just showing up a Thumb Culture themed merchandise mug for the crowds. So one day I'm literally going to be like head to toe in Thumb Culture merch for the podcast. Just because.
Why not?
Yeah, that's it. But did you see the trailer for the next episode in the anthology, Cal, at the end of Man of Medan?
Yeah.
Second one looks good.
And I forget, is it Will Poulter or something? The actor? He's in... what's that film he's in with Jennifer Aniston? He's a British actor. Really funny. Yeah, Will Poulter. Do you recognize him?
It's the guy who looks like... what's the... not bad guy, but the bad kid in Toy Story.
Yeah, he was in...
He's in We're the Maze, Millers.
Yeah.
Maze Runner.
Yes.
Yeah. He is really good.
He's in it. And I was like, oh, he's awesome here. So yeah, I don't know when that episode's out.
Do you know what? It's actually not too long. It's called the Dark Something Chronicles. Oh, God.
I don't remember.
Dark Pictures Anthology. That's what it is. The next one... to be fair, it's not long, but they're really cheap as well, which I really like. You know, they're not too expensive for you to play as well, which I really like the idea of, because I at EGX year before last, I got to speak to one of the guys from Supermassive Games. Basically said that, you know, they've got this anthology and it is exactly what they want it to do. I can't see when the next thing, it's called Little Hope, isn't it?
Little Hope, that's it, yeah.
I don't think it's, do you know what, I can't even remember when the previous one was released, like at what point in the year. It's on its way, and it looks freaky. It looks like it's going to be like some cultish kind of village.
Yeah.
Lots of gory shiz going down, which will be great. But anyway, that is this week, I guess. Unless you've been playing something else.
I bought Black Mesa, so I paid only about like half an hour of it just to see.
Oh, you bought it in the end.
Yeah, bought that in the end, so I'm going to be playing that this week.
Nice.
Yeah,
I need to get that because it's RTX.
It is, yes.
And it looks...
It looks really nice, actually, from some of the shots I've seen.
Yeah.
It's really quite delicious.
Yeah, maybe I'll treat myself to a couple of games when I get paid. But yeah. To be fair, I can sum up my gaming week in one word: Warzone. I've been hammering Warzone on Call of Duty.
Any good?
Yes. Yes, it's probably one of the best battle royales that I've played in a long time. But they also there's the other mode that comes with it is called Plunder, which I've been spending a lot more time with. That basically means you have to get $1 million or be the highest earner in a game.
Wow.
You respawn if you die, but when you die, you drop half of your money. You both played the Division 1, didn't you, with the Dark Zone stuff?
Yes, yeah.
And you used to have to send your stuff that you collected in the Dark Zone off in, like, helicopters and stuff?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Same principle on that. If you pop your money into a helicopter, or you can get these air balloons that take your money away as well. Kev J. Robbo, welcome in, Kev. I didn't like Warzone until I got my first win. I'm not surprised, mate. You know, but Plunder is brilliant.
So is it worth downloading if I don't own it?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, 100%. I mean, you've got no reason not to download it. You know, but we'll cover that in the news.
Yes.
80 gig, 100 gig.
Yeah, it's sizable if you don't own Call of Duty. But that brings us swiftly on to the news. Bum, 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 bum. Take it away, Stupot.
Well, you've just said it. One of my news was going to be Call of Duty's free-to-play cross-platform, which I didn't realise, actually.
Yeah.
Warzone. Have you played any of the cross-platform stuff for that, actually?
I've played all the cross-platform stuff. I'm always playing cross-platform because all of my friends are on PlayStation.
On Warzone, Have you played that? Does it work pretty well?
You don't know that you're playing against somebody on a different console. You wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, it's really, really good.
Nice.
But yeah, it's really good. 150 players. Only teams of three, though, which is a little bit annoying.
They did that with their Battle Royale in the last Battlefield, didn't they? Three players, wasn't he, in the group?
Yeah, on Firestorm.
Was that Firestorm? No, that's Battlefield. I mean, COD, sorry. They lost Black Ops, is it?
No, Black Ops was four. Quads.
It was four, was it?
Four. Okay. Problem is, four doesn't go into 150.
Yeah, I suppose.
So you'd have to have like fives, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, yeah. I mean, which bright spark in Activision was like, you know what, I'm just doing an accent now. You know what, we want to make it different from every other Battle Royale, so we will make it 150 players. Kind of went a bit Dutch there at the end.
Yeah, Sweden, Scandinavian, yeah.
Yeah, they need to add solo, maybe teams of five. Yeah, I agree, Kev. I agree. Solos they need to add, and fives. And duos. So they need to add duos, solos, and cinquentos?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Cinquecentos?
So
there's been so many people play it, though. I mean, I think they had 6 million in the first 24 hours. You know, which is crazy.
I'll put it on download tonight. Carl, you're going to have to join as well.
I'm trying to see the latest statistics. It was something outrageous, like 16 million people have played it. Bearing in mind, if you take that into account off of, like, with Apex and Fortnite as well, the other two most popular battle royales, Warzone has just, like, wiped the floor with them in terms of numbers.
To be fair, though, I felt like the Battle Royale genre itself was getting a bit stale.
Yeah,
And I guess Warzone has woken them up a little bit, I guess.
It has a little bit, definitely. I completely agree there. It's just different. It feels good. Like on Black Ops, on the Battle Royale, you dropped and you didn't have anything, just fists. On this, you do drop with a pistol.
Because, like, the last Battle Royale, I'm thinking of the last one we caught, I just didn't like it. Didn't get on with it, and I feel like I'm bringing that mentality over to this one, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you want a different mode to play, try Plunder. It's really good fun. It rewards, like, basically it doesn't reward camping at all, because you're not going to collect any money just by sat still. Because like, we came up against a couple of people that were sniping from, like, a massive tower.
Yeah.
Now, unless... And if they kill people, unless you get to the body to collect the money, that kill is irrelevant.
Yeah.
I mean, you still do get campers on it, obviously, because it's Call of Duty, but it's a lot better. It's a lot better. So, Kev's giving you something to play until, Tarkov wipes. Yeah. Yeah. Nice predictive text there.
It's target time.
The other news, it's not really news as such. It's basically, I saw this cool little stat today. Top 50 highest grossing video game franchises of all time.
Wow, really, all time.
All time, apparently.
Do I need to put the image on the screen?
It could do put it on the screen.
Make more sense.
Maybe.
For people watching, let me do my magic.
Go on.
Doing it. Doing it. I'm checking it. I'm rocking it. I'm doing it.
Magic.
I'm checking it, I'm rocking it, I'm doing it, I'm rocking it.
I'll also put some links as well for people with the podcast so they can check it out.
Okay. It's a massive image, so what I'm going to do
is huge.
I'm going
to... It is. So,
resize it somewhat. I am sorry that it's going to cover your face for a little while.
That's fine.
So here we are, the top 50 highest grossing video game franchises. Look at that. At number one, Pokemon with, is that 90 billion?
Yeah, each coin represents $1 billion.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Pokemon's raked it in massively.
90 billion.
Yeah, and then you got Mario.
Yeah.
30 billion. COD, we just talked about COD, look at that, 17 billion.
Wow. I mean, we have to say that this isn't profits, this is.
This is just so regardless of how much they put in, all that, this is just how much they've just taken.
Obviously a lot of this money will go back into
allowing
the company to run.
But you got like Pac-Man, Pac-Man, Space Invaders, 13 billion. I've never even heard of Dungeon Fighter Online until I looked at this list. Have you ever heard of it?
Nope, not a clue what that is. Beef is on there.
Bill. Like, obviously got WoW in it, 10. FIFA, classic. On
there. League of Legends. That's a free game, that, isn't it?
I know, yeah. It's all to do with,
a free-to-play game has brought in $8 billion.
Yeah, makes money. Putting his own money, almost. Digimon, I forgot even that existed, to be honest.
Never got into that.
No, I didn't.
Clash of Clans, look at that, mobile games.
Yeah, that was quite disgusting. I know, to be honest, 6 billion.
Candy Crush.
There's some interesting. So Skylanders, MapleStory. Oh, well, that was quite interesting. But what's really cool, like Fortnite, obviously blew up. And that's, when you go down that list a little bit more,
I'm not seeing Fortnite yet.
Exactly. Keep scrolling. Like, I thought that made a ton.
Halo.
Halo's
there.
Galo. No, if you like Halo out there, that's fine. MapleStory. Battlefield. Battlefield has only done 2.7.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Wow.
I thought he'd done more than that, but there you go.
Sims 2.5. Oh, look, there's Fortnite. 2.4, 2.489.
Yeah. I thought he made more than that.
Guitar Heroes made 2.
Yeah. Guitar Heroes almost made as much as Fortnite.
That's amazing. That's a quality little image. So for the purposes of the people that can't see what we've just been looking at, we will include that image.
Yes.
Just a link to it in the description below or above or wherever it may be on your podcasting amplifications. I just made up a new word.
Yeah, sounds good.
Amplification. I like it.
And then the last little bit of news tidbit, which is actually going to run into our main thing. Surprise, surprise, the coronavirus is boosting Nintendo and PlayStation sales.
Not Xbox.
I don't know. Most of this has obviously come out of Asia. I guess they're the one that hit first and they're the one going for it. Maybe it'll hit a bit more, coming a little bit more of the Western side over here, perhaps. I don't know. I know Pierce.
I'm not surprised that this whole thing that's going on is boosting sales of games consoles.
Yeah, like people need to do stuff. Like people are not going to sit around and So that's kind of cool for basic gaming industry in general. It sounds bad, but it's going to give a big boost to that industry at least. Which is something, because there's a lot of industry suffering.
A famous hypermarket in South Korea has reported that Toya's online mall has seen a significant increase in sales with up to 336% compared to the same period last year.
It's mad, isn't it?
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, that's the news. Unless anybody knows any good news that's been out there.
Obviously we've got E3, everything's been cancelled.
Oh yeah, everything's been cancelled.
Everything's gone.
All cancelled, the world's cancelled. Restart the world.
Yeah, reboot.
Right, so let's move
Horizon.
On.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're going to say Horizon coming to PC.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised. There were the rumours about that a little while before. The thing that I like the most is the PlayStation owners and that are losing their minds over it.
Oh, I hurt my head. That is like
Jonty Lad is hosting the stream with one viewer. Jonty, how you doing, my friend? Welcome in to the TC Talks podcast recording. Do you know what? The game has been out for 3 years.
3 years? No
it's
way.
It's been 3 years since Horizon got released, right? So why not allow other people? You know, 3 years is long enough. I've been talking to people on Facebook about it, and they've been like, yeah, but it's not going to encourage people to buy a PlayStation. I'm like, well, not being funny, but if they wanted to buy a PlayStation for Horizon Zero Dawn, they've kind of left it a little bit late.
Yeah.
You know, or they already own one. So why not allow Guerrilla Games to bring it out onto PC and allow a different market of gamers to play it?
Yeah, I'll be having a crack at it.
Damn straight, I'll be buying that first time.
It's pretty good.
It's an amazing game. I mean, I know some people, it's not everybody's cup of tea, and that's absolutely fine. But it was just phenomenal. I'm a massive fan of Guerrilla Games as well, and I'm a massive fan of the Killzone series and what have you. And Stu's like,
I've heard of Killzone.
Yeah.
Pim Pewdie from working in game back in the day.
That's it. So, you know, if it allows other people to play more games, then so damn be it.
Yeah, why not? I hate all this exclusivity. So I understand you've got to sell consoles for 3 years. Come on.
Yeah, that's it. I agree. So anyway, back on track.
Yes.
Reviews. So this week, we've been talking in the team about bringing a newsletter out. Which effectively will just have like the week's updates of news, reviews, that kind of stuff. So keep an eye on that as well on the Twitter. But this week we saw a few good reviews come out. Dead or School for the Nintendo Switch came out.
That was interesting to read, put out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it had a goal. It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Rugby 20. We released our Rugby 20 review, which wasn't so positive.
No.
Then we had a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue Team DX. Now that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it was a bit.
It's a Pokemon game, isn't it?
Yeah, another Pokemon game.
And I had my Sadie's Axe RGB gaming mouse review come out this week as well.
Yes.
And I tell you, I'm still using the mouse. I haven't switched back to my Razer yet.
To be fair, you got the G1 to 4s on the side, which are pretty handy for quite a lot of games, I would be.
Well, this is, and those two arrows as well, you can change them. And that little blue one.
Is that Axe?
No.
It's just a little logo, is it?
Just a logo, yeah. And that blue button that's on the front, that can be edited as well. So you've actually got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 editable buttons.
Interesting.
It's comfy. And the other review that came out this week, I believe.
Yes,
was under night in birth exe colon late open square brackets dl hyphen r close brackets.
Sounds great.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently it was really good though. Apparently it's good.
I actually had to Google that. I'll just make sure it was. No, it's 100% the title. I was like, hang on, what?
Madness.
Yeah. It was actually pretty good, apparently. So, definitely check that out.
Definitely. But coming up this week, we should have. A review for Yes, Your Grace, which done amazingly on its opening on Steam. Did you see in its. Over the first weekend that it was on Steam, it was like in the top 10 highest grossing on the thing, and it raised $600,000.
I've never even heard of the game.
This is for an indie game.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, No More Robots is the guys on Twitter. Amazing guys. And yeah, $600,000.
Wow.
Insane.
That's very positive. 2,000 reviews. What is
yeah.
it?
So, yeah. There will also be our Doom Eternal review coming Tuesday, hopefully. I think we got Murder by Numbers. Is that due for this week as well?
I believe it's due this week, yeah.
Maybe another review for Separation, which is a VR title. And my return to the game review arena. Ooh. With the new TT Ride on the Edge 2 game, which Ooh. Is damn hard.
I expect it to be very hard.
Yeah,
like Formula One kind of level hard.
Yeah, I can't say much about it because it's under embargo. Yeah, it's. I mean, if you've played the previous one, you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't disappoint, you know. So it could potentially be a busy week on the site this week. Not to mention the news pieces as well.
Yes, you know? We're going to get a few of them out this week.
Definitely. I mean, I'm constantly getting emails. Yeah. I just never know whether anyone is available to write news.
Well, maybe this is where the isolation comes in.
This is it. These next like. These 2 weeks that we're like people are going to be in isolation and what have you, it's going to be like that. We're going to get like millions of hits.
So much content. You know,
by the end of that 2 weeks, we'll all be quitting our jobs and doing this full time. And then a week after, you'll realise that you made a big mistake and have to like crawl back up your boss's backside.
Yeah, beg for your job back.
Yeah, but right. I need to see if I've got a drink close by. Bottle of water there.
I got a little bit of.
That'll do.
A little bit of the bubble egg now.
That'll do for now. Oh, so before we start on our main event, stay hydrated. Stay hydrated, listeners.
Yeah.
But. This week's feature. Now, what we thought we would do is discuss and talk about games that you could potentially play whilst you are in isolation. So obviously, everybody in the country and everybody in the world knows that this COVID-19 virus is doing the rounds and people are losing their minds. And there are potentially periods of time where people are going to be housebound and not allowed to leave the house through self-isolation and enforced isolation, potentially. So we thought, well, let's talk about what games you might want to play that could get you through those couple of weeks. Now, it could be anything from a massive RPG to a nice casual kind of casual game. And obviously, there are games due out coming up very, very soon. So, Stu, go on. Give us an idea of where you're at when it comes to games.
Yeah, so also, I'm actually going to be working from home for the foreseeable future on Monday. So, obviously, I'll be kind of going in that route where I will be basically in the house. So I need to take time out for myself, too. So, I've gone for the RTS city builder kind of thing. So, I started off with Two Point Hospital. Like, nice. That is an hour burner right there. But you get so, like I said this morning, you know, playing about 4 hours. I didn't realize I played it for 4 hours. And you had a lot of fun too, you know. I also downloaded a couple other games, including Frostpunk. That's a game I've been dying to play, but never had enough time to play it because that is a humongous game itself.
Yeah, Frostpunk is very, very good.
It's supposed to be hard as well. So
it's very, very hard.
Good learning curve too. So I've downloaded a couple of those games there, mainly on the Game Pass. I think PC Game Pass is brilliant for stuff at the moment. I did download there's a Train Simulator 2020 on it that just dropped.
Right.
I actually downloaded it.
Yeah. Train Sim are great.
It's got cracker reviews. I've never played one. I thought, why not, you know? Yep. And I also, you know, I bought the new Humble Bundle out with the car racing games on it. So it's Dirt Rally 4, World Rally Championship 7, NASCAR. So I've downloaded all of them too. So mix it up a little bit. So again, racing, you know, potentially play online as well with that for anybody about. So that's where my head is at anyway for isolation. Those kind of games.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you've got Animal Crossing. Is it Animal Crossing coming out soon?
Yes, that is out this week, same as two.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm really intrigued about that game.
I never got what it's all about.
I played the first one on the DS, is it? And it was like, I don't know, I'm probably saying it wrong, but it seemed very similar to what Stardew Valley is now. Not quite that in depth, but it was just basically little islands you explored, and you got coconuts, you grew coconuts, like that kind of thing. But now it's bigger, apparently, and you can actually connect to people. Back then, you didn't have the internet to connect online, you know? Yeah. But it's apparently supposed to be pretty massive. It looks cool. It's like £50 though on the Switch, I think it is. So it's it's a bit of a price tag on it.
It is.
I think,
and it won't drop for ages unless you buy it on other sites.
No, I think it's a Switch. You don't really get that, to be honest, I feel. Like, very rare you get something on, like, CD keys for Switch.
Yeah.
There's basically download from the DS store for that one. But again, that's perfect for this as well. Especially if you get a few people together. Play online, stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those games where, you know, people will sink a load of time into it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But
what about you, Stu? What are you thinking? Are you close to working from home, or?
Oh, I work from home anyway. So,
that's very true, actually.
So at the moment, we haven't been informed as to any permanent kind of things. We're supposed to be having a team meeting on Tuesday, but that's all going. We're doing that remotely now. So that's the potential thing. Obviously, for me, building surveying on the railways, it's
can't quite do that from home.
No, but I work on my own when I'm on site as well. So in theory, I can still go out and do site works.
Yeah, and kind of stay by yourself as well, I guess.
Yeah, because obviously, is it Spain? They've locked down the place, but they're still allowing people to go to work.
Yeah,
it's just the social gathering side of things. So I'm kind of hoping we go down that route.
Yeah, I was just saying, either Slovenia, Slovakia, maybe one of them shut down public transport earlier. I noticed
that would be brilliant for doing my job.
Yeah, you literally can't do it.
Well, I can just, that means I can walk on the track and do more stuff.
That's actually very true. You might actually get quite a lot done, actually.
Yeah, that's it. But in terms of like isolation games and things like that, I mean, obviously I'd like to do a mention for Alien Isolation right now. I mean, that game is just phenomenal. But it's so scary as hell. Do you know what? My gaming is, I'm probably more reliant on casual type games. So like Call of Duty would be one. I wouldn't necessarily want to get stuck. Well, I wouldn't want to get stuck into like a big RPG like The Witcher or something like that, purely because I think you don't know how long the isolation is going to last. Obviously, if you are unfortunate enough to get the virus, you do have to have your 2 weeks, 14 days and all that kind of stuff. But if it's enforced isolation, you know, you don't know how long it's going to be. So playing like a single player game like The Witcher, I think you would get very, very lonely in terms of, you would rely on the internet and stuff like that for your social interaction. And I'm a social butterfly, you know. I love to chat to you guys.
A beautiful butterfly.
A beautiful bearded butterfly. So things for me are more squad based kind of stuff. I would be diving into.
I am going to pick up COD as well over my time to come join you.
I mean, you will be a big noob.
Oh, I be dead. Like,
don't expect the carries.
I don't expect from you.
Hey, easy. Easy. Oh, sorry. I get mocked all the time because I've got two groups that I play online with, so Carl and his mates, they're all PC gamers, whereas my other friends are all console gamers.
Right, okay.
I'm the only one with a keyboard and mouse, so I get mocked if I don't come like top of the leaderboard.
Oh no.
Oh, you got a keyboard and mouse. Oh, it must be so much easier. It's like, it's really not. But, you know, what can you do? What can you do? How about yourself, Cal? What's your isolation playlist?
I want to play the new Halo game, remastered. It's just come out. I think that'd be a good game to play. It's only, I think, like 7-8 hours long, so...
I mean, that's not going to get you through. That's not going to get you through your first day, is it?
Exactly. Yeah.
that's like a morning's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I haven't got one, but I think playing VR games would be really good, really fun in this time.
I mean, you could have had one.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want to. So Stu offered to lend me his Oculus Rift S, wasn't it? Yeah. But like, I'm not the type of person that I wouldn't want to borrow that off someone because it's such an expensive item. I'd be too scared to use it. So I was like, no, it's okay. Are you sure? No.
Stu, like, I've got the three games that Cal was like, yeah, I want to get it to play Beat Saber, Walking Dead, and, well, there was another one that you wanted to play. I can't remember what the third one was that was
on
your list.
It was Subnautica or something, was it?
No, I don't think it was.
Batman VR, I'm going to play that one.
I can't remember what it was that you said that you wanted to play.
Half-Life, but that's obviously not out.
Let me have a look at the game chat in our thing. But, I need to think, because I'm like at a loss. We've got gifts. Right, it's going to be on this one. I need to. Where on earth has it gone?
It's in game chat.
I don't think it was, you know.
There's a private chat, I think, Stu.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, I can't see them.
You can't see this.
Sucks to be you.
I know. Nobody wants to talk to me.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't on private chat either.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, there was three games basically that Cal wanted to play, and I've got all three of those games.
So you could have like ticked all three boxes there.
Yeah.
But you know, like you say, you're that kind of person that, you know. I totally get that. I've got friends that are the same. That are like, I don't want to borrow it just in case anything happens to it.
Too scared, yeah. But thanks again for the offer. But I'm just gonna have to wait a little bit longer. I want to get the Quest. I think you've changed my mind, and I want to get the Quest. But it's sold out everywhere. So like, I can't get it at the moment. I have to wait. But,
typical, isn't it?
But
VR stuff would be great in this kind of with what's happening.
Yeah,
it's just basically trying to pick up the games where you wouldn't necessarily have time for usually, and now you can just go, I want to do all these things, I want to play all these different games on my list.
Yeah.
Almost like a Netflix watch list. So you never get around to that list. But now you potentially can. I know it sounds bad, but you can actually catch up with stuff.
There's a quest available in Wizbeck.
Yes, yeah,
I don't know. It's a PE13 postcode.
Is that in the UK?
I don't know. I need to have a look. The thing I like about the Argos website, other online stores are available. But it allows you to like see where it actually is available.
All right.
Oh, it's over by like Peterborough. It's over like right the other side of the country. So, you know, there is there.
I guess it'll stay there, I guess.
No, a little top tip, right? If I ever want to buy something, and I want to buy something from Argos, usually go onto eBay.
Stock Informer. Okay.
eBay.
Okay.
Type in like what you want to buy, and sometimes an Argos. Argos have basically got a store on eBay.
The outlet store.
Yeah. And sometimes it allows you to obviously get it delivered to your near to where you live. So there you go. The HTC Vive Cosmos VR headset, $699.99. I know it's double the price of the thingamabob.
Yeah.
But you know, you can get that and you can get it delivered to wherever you want as well.
That's cool.
A little top tip, little top tip for the podcast, you know. Top tip. But yeah, I think with all the games that like for being in isolation, there's a lot of different options when it comes to games. Because yeah, there are some people that will just literally want to play a massive RPG and get lost in a world.
Yeah.
Which is great, and like you say, Cal, VR would be ideal as well because you literally can get lost in a different world.
Literally.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's difficult when it comes to games because you want something that's gonna take your mind off of everything that's going on.
Yeah, that's the key. That is, isn't it?
Yeah. And the difficulty is that sometimes the game that you want to play might not necessarily be the right game to play.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let me elaborate a bit more. So, say you want to play something like The Witcher, but it's massive. So, you would almost... You kind of want a game that you can start and finish within the time period of this isolation.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be playing a game and then have to go back to work and then forget about it. Because that's bound to happen.
Yeah.
You know,
that'll happen. We would two point, I expect. You know, I'm joining now. When's the next time I'll pick it up when I get back to work for properly,
well,
you know?
That's it. You know, and yeah. So I think that for me is why I'd rather go down the casual route.
Yeah.
You know, and by casual, I mean something that's like rounds like Siege or Call of Duty or something like that.
Where they're like, it's kind of like Rocket League. You've got a set amount of time.
Yeah.
So you're not in it for a long time.
Yeah.
You've got a nice little snippet of time that you're doing it.
Yeah,
but it's good, especially if you're talking to people, you will lose time easily.
Yeah. I think that's the key as well. I think in this time as well, you do need that social interaction.
Yes.
With it, because you don't want to be segregating yourself too much, because I think that can be detrimental.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'll be working from home, and like, especially if my wife is working, I might not speak to people 13, 14 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Potentially. And I need to be aware of anybody's around. Just jump on the headset or do something. Like, I'm going to have to be wary of that.
Yeah.
Just to break up my own mental sanity as well.
I think that's very, very true, though. I think what I might do is I might set up a separate voice channel in the Discord.
Ah, that's a good shout, that, yeah.
I'm pretty sure as well that Discord have upped number of people that you can have in a voice chat as well, purely for
100, I think, was on my imagination.
I can't remember exactly how many it is, but they have upped it. I can't remember where it was now.
It was on one of their splashes, I think. When
yeah,
they were,
one of the things that popped up when you first started. But do you know what? Let's set that voice channel up now.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Limit from 10 to 50 people, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, still 50.
50 is a lot. There's a lot in the room. But that's brilliant, though.
You know? We have an isolation chat now.
Nice. Excellent. I'll probably be in a few times this week.
Yeah, you'll literally just be sat in there and nobody will join in. It'll be like really counterproductive.
It's like, well, okay, that didn't work out.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But it's a funky old time right now, isn't it, really, with this whole thing that's going on. It's
really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just balmy, really. And I know this is slightly off a bit of a tangent in terms of, you know, it's not necessarily gaming chat, but yeah, it's just utterly, utterly bizarre. Like, obviously we had the swine flu and the avian flu and what have you and stuff like that, but nothing, this kind of almost, this just feels a little bit too real.
Yeah, it's a bit, feels like right out of a computer game almost.
Yeah, well, like, it's very much like The Division.
Yeah, because didn't I start by a dollar bill or something like that, if I remember, like the story, and it spread like that.
Yeah,
so
something like that.
Yeah, it's very, very reminiscent of The Division.
Yeah,
which is
just crazy.
I think that adds even more like, oh, this is really weird, actually. Cause it just plays out like I'm playing a game. That's a strange.
Yeah. That's it. Apparently, just to bring gaming news up to date, the Xbox Live is down.
No way. Oh. Now, this is going to be the
Wolfie
other side.
Wolfie has boshed us with a raid with four. Welcome in, Wolfie and his followers. Hopefully, you are well. We are recording the TC Talks podcast live, as always, on a Sunday night. And this week, we're talking about games to play in isolation. And we're just kind of chewing the fat, really, about this whole coronavirus, COVID-19, that's going on. You're here for cake. Cake is all gone, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I ate the cake, and the cake was good. I am sorry that we did eat the cake, Wolfie. I apologize. Apologies. I will make double cake for next time. How's that sound?
Obviously more people are going to be online, and even though I have turned internet right now, that's going to affect a lot of internet service provider. Like you just said, Xbox has just gone down, so because it's going to be way more people connecting
for sure,
so we're going to watch out for that too.
Which
will be interesting.
Wolfie wants chicken nuggets. Has anybody got any chicken nuggets?
I don't, I'm afraid.
No, sorry.
I mean, I could smash a 20 bucks right now. You know, curry sauce.
Well
done.
That does sound good.
Excuse me. By the way, I haven't got the virus. I've just got a tickly cough that I've had for like a week, I think.
Oh.
Yes.
No other symptoms. Yeah.
Do any of you two know anyone that's got coronavirus?
No. Nope.
I don't, but one of Joe's friends, my wife I should say, come back from the States this week and she was coughing, so she just self-isolated and see what happens after 7 days, basically. Though that old advice. So I don't think so, but who knows, I suppose. You just don't know, do you?
Yeah,
it's so
flu-like. That's it.
You just don't know. Just the worrying bit.
Well, I mean, the fever is the big one, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the big one.
That's where you've got to go to hospital.
Yeah, and I mean, in general, I don't tend to cough on people.
I mean, you're gonna be a bad person if you're coughing on.
I mean, I've got social, like, you know, I've got actually got social skills, so I don't tend to cough on people. I don't tend to like sneeze in my hand and then stick my hand in somebody's mouth. It's frowned upon. I've heard that's the way that you guys in Wales greet each other, though.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought that.
I went to Wagamama's yesterday. Other food outlets are available.
But none that do noodles quite as good, though.
And I sneezed, just because I had a tickly nose, and no joke, I could see maybe two or three people just looking over at me. I was like, really?
That's bad. I bet you were glad that you didn't eat like a really hot food and was like sweating a little bit and, as well.
Which
could you imagine?
I would have eaten, that's exactly how I would have like, chilling.
At you, sweating as well, bleary eyed as well. Oh man. Wolfie has said he knows a data center in the EU might be shutting down due to the virus. That's the problem that this virus is going to cause. And it's sad. It's sad. I'm surrounded by Welsh people, aren't I? I've just realised. Obviously, Wolfie is from Wales as well.
Yeah, sorry.
But I don't mind. I don't mind. There's worse people that I could be surrounded by.
Exactly.
Maybe.
You had to pause a little bit there.
Yeah. No, I tried to. I worked this morning, in Manchester, and.
And the studio.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know. It's just. It's a wrestling.
I've got this like tickly cough. I've got a dry throat, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
So it's just it tickles and what have you. And I was trying to, like, if I felt like a cough was coming along, I would just move away from any people that was there. Just purely because I didn't want to be like, and they'll be like,
just get these evil stares, people backing off on you, kind of thing.
I mean, it was a great way to get to the front of the queue at Greg's, but. You know, and it's just madness. It's just balmy at the moment. But you know, it's one of those. Oh well, Yes Your Grace is ready for review. Look at that. So Yes Your Grace will be coming out.
Guess review will be coming out this week. July in the morning.
Yes.
But it's just I don't know. It's hard to quantify it and to describe the whole thing because it's just so unreal.
I don't know anybody who's experienced this kind of thing before. I certainly haven't.
No, not to this extreme. I mean, obviously, there was the whole thing with, was it the swine flu epidemic and what have you that there was there, where it was just like a bit of like social advice in terms of what to do.
But I didn't feel like that lasted very long.
No,
that could be just my
this
memory.
You know, it really hits home when you read that the government are recommending like the elderly people potentially stay in their homes for up to 4 months.
That's just crazy. That's and the words, like, you know,
that's just like wow.
That's harsh anyway for elderly, because some elderly don't have people, so they got to go to like, you know, communities, stuff like that to stay indoors.
I am going to put it out there, though. People that are stockpiling stuff and going into shops are idiotic and stupid, and they should all be shot.
Have you seen? I don't know if it's somebody doing something, but did you see the photograph doing the rounds in the middle of the old lady in Tesco?
I've seen quite a few videos and stuff like that.
Basically, like she was trying to find her food, and like basically people raided like all the tins, and she's like, "Well, I can't have my weekly food because it's not here."
Yeah,
and she's all getting. I was like, "Jesus, really?" Like,
you know, it's embarrassing.
Just bad. There was a guy I saw in the States actually today. Spent $4,000 on toilet roll hand sanitizer, so you can sell them on eBay and Amazon, and he got suspended from anyway, which is good, you know. But then he was crying on the news, like, "Oh, I did this." Well, yes, you idiot.
Yes, like, you should. You're a dickhead.
What do you think is going to happen, mate?
Lisa went to Asda today in Trafford Park. And apparently every like 10 minutes or so over the tannoy, they were basically saying anyone who is videoing members of staff or taking pictures of the aisles will be asked to leave.
Wow. Okay.
But apparently it was carnage. Somebody on Facebook posted a picture of my local Morrison's at 10:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, come on. Have a little bit of common sense.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. My dad worked security in Asda up by me, and he said there's people just queuing just for the same old stuff. Like, really?
Same with the Aldi's here by me. Luckily, I did my shop yesterday afternoon, but there was fuck all there. But I saw something on Facebook this morning that they were queuing outside the door. And it's just like, really? Like, people are just so thick.
Just do your normal shop. Just do your normal thing.
You know what the thing is, though? Is like, even in Italy, where they've been hit hardest, the food shops are still open.
Yes.
So it's not like food shops. You're not allowed to go and do food shopping. They're just minimizing the risk of people, like massive amounts of people. I think it's in like Spain as well, where they're allowing people to go to work still.
Wow.
It's just insane.
Did they just have a weird like 6,000 people case like today or something wild like that?
Spain.
Yeah, or is that Madrid or something like that?
Or Madrid is in Spain.
Yeah, I know. But I meant that particular part of Spain.
Geography's not your strong point, is it?
Really not, because I thought Barry was Manchester. I'm wrong. It's kind of next to it, I guess.
Yeah. Charlie, welcome into the Twitch chat there, buddy. How are you doing? I mean, it's not far from Manchester. I think it's in the greater Manchester area.
I was just like, it's all Manchester to me.
yeah, literally everything like this side of the border is Manchester to you.
Yeah,
Manchester or Birmingham.
Or Birmingham, yeah, pretty much. Sometimes you get Liverpool. Yeah. But
Manchester, Birmingham, Bristol and London.
Yeah.
That's all that exists.
Yeah. Pretty much. Oh, I'm Bath. I know where that is. So.
Yeah, well. Charlie, we're very good, my friend. Just obviously recording the TC Talks podcast, coming towards the end where we're just kind of chewing the fat and stuff. And look at this, Wolfie is redeeming his highlight messages using his channel points. Found a thing. It's not cake, though. It's not cake. I had Millie's cookies today, though. I had this is just an aside, a coconut one, which was very nice. I also had a cherry Bakewell one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bakewell.
Naughty.
Yeah. Very nice. Oh damn, I was very late. Don't worry about it, dude. You know, you can't always be there right thing. Oh crap, yeah, I forgot. We got the new emotes.
Oh, are they in?
They are in, they got approved.
Is that it for me?
And that's the other one. I mean, they're a bit small. I like them.
I'm going to say I have to squint. Let's have a hobble over it. Mario.
Yeah, they're quite small, but they're cool.
Oh, is it Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah. I unlocked it with my points. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you can unlock a random sub emote with the reward points. Which is really cool. I like that. But yeah, it's this whole coronavirus. Hopefully, it will all blow over. We will all be happy, and time will
get the football back.
Well,
and hopefully, comes back before May the 3rd. That's all I say.
What's happening May the 3rd?
I'm flying to Florida.
Have you put your annual leave request in?
Yep.
With
me? No. Well, I haven't yet. Just. Case you've got a counsellor or you know, money,
you know, really, you should.
It's going to be tight, Stu.
I know. Usually, I ask for like 3 months later.
Wow. Okay. I'll get my time machine.
Yeah. Just think of all those news pieces that you're going to put on Game On Daily when you get back there.
Oh my god, I'll be there for weeks, but.
I'm
I'll have to write
do
the
like...
script. Right, I'm going to have to.
I'm gonna just do get like loads of like free games, mobile games that take like 2 minutes to post and to write about. You know. But yeah, it's fun times. Let's have a look. I like the way the UK is buying toilet roll and there's hardly any left in the stores. Yeah, it's ridiculous, mate.
I just can't. That has to be social media at its worst, surely. Because yeah. I cannot think of, I guess you have a bit of a snotty nose, but I can't think of that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's baffling, isn't it? Like, I don't...
Yeah. It hurts my head a little bit. Just think, actually, I just try not to think about it because it does hurt my head. It just don't make sense.
Yes.
Very well.
So, but yeah, so I think we're steadily coming to the end of the of the recording now. It's been a weird one. We've had some good news pieces though today. That max like the grossing games was a shocker.
Now,
90 millions.
That's a lot of dough. Oh, come on, they did catch them all.
They did catch them all.
That
was a good one for you. That was a good one.
I think I actually made a joke that you laughed at.
Yeah. I mean, I'm shocked too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long day though. I am tired. So my tolerance for humour is pretty low.
Oh, well, that makes more sense now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get a laugh from Callum. So I guess he was listening or he just was
I think Cal's asleep.
I'm asleep, yeah.
That's good. I sent to sleep.
Yeah, but and then also my Horus teeth.
Horus, what a good game that was! Like, legitimately a good game. Like, not anything abyss, like good game.
We do need to get the review for that updated.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. But guys, anyway, as always, if you are listening to this in the podcast world, thank you very much for subscribing to the TC Talks podcast. There are other podcasts coming from the TC team in the future. More information will be shared as and when it becomes available. Also, keep your eyes out for the TC Talks side quest podcasts as well.
Yes.
They will be coming at some point.
I have some interesting ideas.
Ooh. Well, interesting ideas are good.
Yes.
But as always, thank you very much for watching this live on Twitch. I really appreciate this. You're watching this. If you're watching this on the YouTube rerun, thank you very much for adding your view. And if you like the content that we do here, more gaming reviews will be coming and videos will be coming to the YouTube. So hit that subscribe button down below over here somewhere, I think it is, on YouTube down there. I would reach out and press it, but I'm not Zach King. No, it's the other way. Other way, Cal. Other way. This way. Over. That way, yeah. Where else? Yeah, Google Play, Google Music, Android Music, iTunes, Apple Spotify. Music, Spotify.
Podcast
everything.
Addict is the one that people use on Android these days, I found out.
Podcast Addict. I like it. Are we on there?
Oh, you know we're on there.
Where are we? Where are we? Let's be honest.
I'd be surprised if we aren't on something. I'd be like, "Oh, hang on, yes. Let me fix that."
I use Castbox.
Castbox.
Really
Castbox. Are we on Castbox?
Hang on, are we on it?
Yes, because I use it and I listen.
Oh,
to
there we go. It makes sense. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really good.
So anyway, it's been amazing. It's been emotional.
It's been good.
And oh, it's been. We will be back.
Coronavirus free.
It has been for the time being.
For now.
So yeah, guys, if you want to drop us a follow, if you're listening to us in the podcast world, we're on Twitter, thumb_culture. Drop us a message on Twitter and let us know that you listen to the podcast. In the future, there will be, obviously, as we said right at the beginning, a newsletter coming out. So obviously keep your eye on the Twitter and the social media for that link to get yourself signed up for the Thumb Culture newsletter. And we were talking about some very, very special stuff yesterday as well. News to be followed up in the future when we know a bit more information. Stu is looking perplexed, thinking, what did we talk about?
We talked about a lot of stuff, yes.
We did. Yeah, it was also during lunchtime as well.
Yeah, and then like nobody concentrates during lunchtime, so just
yet. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining me again tonight, and I'm hoping that we're all back again in the future.
We'll be back.
You know, so guys, from Cal down there, you know, oh look, he's such a cool dude in his Cardiff football top as well.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to wear my football top next time. I think we might have to do a football episode.
You sure?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'll switch your webcam off, Stu.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Or I'll just shrink it so it's just like your head. This bit is the window. Just there. Just that bit.
Just that bit.
You know, obviously, I know Cal's got some good football tops.
I got loads. Yeah, loads and loads.
But guys, anyway, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. I have been Stuart. And obviously, it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a bye for me.